A teenage girl shot in the head by the Pakistani Taliban after campaigning for female education has spoken publicly about her ordeal for the first time, saying she would sacrifice her life for the cause. Malala Yousafzai, who's now 15, is being treated in Birmingham following the attack near her home in the Swat Valley in October. Doctors at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital say she's expected to make a full recovery. Our correspondent Alan Little reports.
The bullet that struck Malala in the head shattered a large segment of her skull, but did not penetrate her brain. In an interview recorded before surgery on Saturday, she spoke fluently and eloquently about her determination to continue her education.
Today I can speak, and I'm getting better day by day. It's just because of the prayers of people, because all the people, men, women, children, all of them have prayed for me.
Malala's doctors say she has suffered no long-term brain injury or cognitive impairment. They fitted a titanium plate to replace the section of her skull that the bullet destroyed. They also placed a cochlear implant in her left ear to try to restore her lost hearing. Even from her hospital bed, Malala expressed her determination to turn her experience to positive advantage, launching the Malala Fund to campaign for education for girls.
God has given me this new life. And this is the second life, this is the new life. And I want to serve the people. And I want every girl, every child to be educated. And for that reason, we have organized Malala Fund.
The consultant neurosurgeon who operated on Saturday, Anne Wynne White, described Malala as a bright and enthusiastic girl who had faced her ordeal without shedding a tear. Her quiet courage and resolution have turned this softly spoken 15-year-old into a powerful global symbol of the right of girls to be educated.